Good morning, Audio Boo. It's some unearthly hour and I can't sleep. And I'm a bit peed off because I hope I'm not going to get all that coming back again. For the last 2.5 weeks, I've been sleeping normally, and then tonight it's the same thing. I almost fall asleep and then I just wake up. And that's been since about, midnight or something. And I'm fed up with trying now, so I come downstairs. Actually, I'm going to take this into the kitchen and make a cup of tea. Oh, no, I've woke the cats up. Oh, Lord. That's all we need. Anyway, I just want to say thank you to the people that sent me messages. And I will get back to you all individually, but I've got so many direct messages to reply to even before that. I'm an absolute backlog of them. I'm pretty hopeless at doing them, really. Anyway, I'm in the kitchen now. I put my phone down next to the bottles and recycling, which I didn't take out last night. We seem to get an backlog. I'm obsessed with uploads. I'm just going to fill the kettle up. The people that tried to help were Purple Cakes 3, Darren Harris, Hi-Fi George, and someone else. Oh, Blind Equestrian Marie. And I'd like to say thank you very much, and I will get back to you all. You had some very good suggestions. I tried the Eye Explorer, but I couldn't get it to work because, as you said, George, it was very visual, and I haven't completely given up. I might try that again, but I've deleted the Boo now because I just got so fed up with it. It kept trying to get me to buy it, even though it was supposed to be a free one. And I'm sorry, I'm not paying those kind of prices. I think it was about $34 or something. And I'm just not paying that. So we will do the Boo again. We will have another walk down there at some point. I don't know whether it's going to be later today or maybe Monday. I don't know, because Obi's off Sunday and Monday, so anyway, I didn't listen to it before before I tried to upload it, and I didn't pause it at all either during recording. I just put it on and just left the house, and then when I got home, obviously I knew it would have run out because we were out well over an hour, so I don't really know what the problem was, but something must have gone wrong with it. But it happens too frequently for my liking, and it seems to be on Boos that are long, like an hour one. Now, my account ran out in the evening, so I don't think it was that, because once I'd renewed it for the $6.99 per month, it didn't go back and upload. I tried turning the phone on and off and all that. I got so fed up with it, I just deleted it in the end, and then there was a message waiting afterwards to go, and that went straight away and uploaded with no problem. So there was obviously something wrong with that one, and I don't know what, because it came out okay, it sounded fine. I even managed to get my microphone so it didn't crash around and scuffle, which I was really pleased about. I managed to fix it onto the strap of my bag firmly and at the right distance so that it wasn't buckled up, the wire wasn't buckled up and making it bang, crash and shuffle like it does sometimes. Anyway, we've had a bit of a family, not exactly a catastrophe, but my aunt's had a stroke, and my mum was meant to be coming down to see me today to dinner, and I don't know if she's coming now because she's got to go down. The police called my mum because apparently nobody had seen my aunt for a couple of days. It's her sister-in-law. And police broke in and found her in the bathroom, very confused. I think she's had a stroke. So my mum's going to see her tomorrow. She's got to go down on the train because it's not round here. And so I don't know, she said she'll try and get back, but she probably won't. So I think we'll try and do either that walk again, or there's a field, a great big field that we'd like to try and find. But it was quite nice, Boo, because it was by the river, and we will go again. I'll try and find out a bit more history about the river this time, because I was waffling on about
I know which river it is, I know where it starts, and I pretty much know where it ends, but they've got a man-made basin, like a waterfall thing, and part of it, which my dad's told me about, but I don't really know the ins and outs. But anyway, I was quite upset about my aunt tonight, and the boo thing was kind of taking my mind off it a bit. Hopefully she'll be okay. It's not the first time. I think this happened once before. And but the last time it was because her blood pressure went very low. And but I think she might be okay, hopefully. So I was thinking of going with my mum because she's not confident of going on trains at all. And then I thought, well, maybe it's a bit too soon for me to do that after what I've been through. So I didn't offer, but I would have done if no one else had. That my sister's going with her, so that's okay. I did toy with the idea quite seriously because I didn't want her to have to go on her own. But yeah, anyway, I'm a bit peed off about that. Well, I'm upset really, and I'm peed off with audio boo, and I'm peed off because I can't sleep. I've made my tea, and just let it stew for a minute. We made a nice prawn curry for dinner tonight. It was really lovely. And we had it with boiled rice and naan bread and stuff. But Obi said, sometimes in Nigeria, people have rice and spaghetti as well. And I said, oh, I said, you can't have that. They don't mix it together, have it in two separate bowls. And then with the main dish, they put some of the main dish onto the plate with it. I said, oh, that's disgusting. And then I said, oh, I tried a bit in a bowl with the spaghetti with the curry. And it was actually really nice. And so I had a bowl with my curry in, and I had the spaghetti and the rice on the same plate, but they were in separate piles. And I ended up eating all the spaghetti, which wasn't much, and none of the rice. I think I had two mouthfuls of rice, because the spaghetti and the curry went really nicely together. And I know that sounds mad, but they did. Sorry about me clattering around. The curry was really nice. It had prawns and onions, potatoes, peppers, mushrooms, tomatoes. I think that was about it. It was really lovely. Go back to sleep, Pinky Winky. You're not coming out now. I was going to go outside and do this, and I thought, no, I'm a bit mad. I don't quite want to do that in the middle of the night. You never know who might be around. It's a bit of a shame you can't really do that kind of thing. I've been out there in the morning, like at 5 o'clock. Go to sleep, Pinky. Be thankful that you can. Lammy doesn't know I've come down because he's fast asleep up there. And he had a really nice time down by the river too. We let him off the lead, and he was... Niall met a few other dogs and he actually played with them. Sometimes I just called him back. I met a lady that knew me. She'd seen me at the hospital, which was quite funny because the hospital isn't really local to here. And she had an old dog that was blind. And I said, well, I've got an old dog that's deaf and I'm blind. And she said, yes, I know, I've seen you. I've seen you at the hospital. She said, I think it was King's. And I said, oh. And Niall had a play with one of her dogs. And then... we called him back most of the time. We managed to get him back in time before he went helter-skelter to meet the other dogs. And but we did meet a man just as we were coming out, which wasn't on the boo because it had already run out. And he had a lovely German Shepherd. He was a big dog and he was long-haired. He had a beautiful coat. I didn't ask what colour he was. His name was Gunner. And he had one ear up and one ear down. His ear had never stood up. He's three. And he didn't mind playing rough. And Niall played with him for a while. But then he went off. Niall, he just went away. Once he'd had a little play with him, that was all he really wants. You know, he doesn't want to go on forever. And we let Lammy go and see him. But Lammy didn't want to. He said he'd be fine with him. He's not an aggressive dog at all, his dog. And Lammy just basically hid under my skirts. But we had a nice time, and we went down and sat on the log that Obi sits on. Sometimes when he, on his way home from work, he goes in there just to sit by the water and just sit and have a think and watch the world go by. He doesn't do it every day, but he does it sometimes, and he just sits down. And I wasn't quite sure where it was. I had an idea, and I was pretty much right. It's a big fallen tree. We sat on there for a while. That was on the Boo. And it's right by the running water. You can hear the water. It's quite loud there. And we will do it again. And I'll do try and do... I'll have to do two now today. I'll just do a short one and a long one and see how we go. I'll be going to the vets for my Boo on Tuesday with Niall. And I don't know about Monday yet. I haven't thought about it. I'm trying to build these journeys up, because I need to build my stamina and my confidence. Now, I think I'm doing pretty well so far. Though I'll say it myself, I've now been out 7 days in a row somewhere every day. And I hadn't been out for that, you know, it's a long time since I've done that, a very long time. And so I'm really pleased about it. And I've been enjoying it as well, and staying out quite a long time sometimes. Like when we went to the park the other day and today. And I'm really pleased with my progress. It might not seem much to some people, but after everything, if to me, it's a lot now. And I want to be able to do some booze of me going on the bus and stuff like that, which I will get to do before the end of the month. And if not, then they will become after that. So I shall just continue with my getting back on the road campaign. But Audio Boo is going to stand me in very good stead for that. It already has done. So even if it cocks up and doesn't upload, no one can take it away, the fact that I've done it anyway. I just unfortunately haven't got the proof. But it's a real shame, because it would have been a nice Boo. But as I say, we can do it again. Maybe we can take a picnic down there next time. Maybe even today. It depends what the weather's like. Anyway, I think I'm going to shut up now, because Pinky's going to go into one. Well, she is already. Go to sleep, Pinky. You can't come out in the night. I won't do that. Everyone knows why I won't do that, because we had a fire and one of my cats died. But I used to put them in there at night anyway, except her, because she didn't get on with one of the others. So that was always the thing I did, put them away at night in their room. And she wants to come out because she can hear me, that's all. I'll go in and see her in a minute, but then I'll wake them all up if I go in there. But I suppose she's woken them all up anyway. Anyway, I'm going to go and drink my tea and upload this and hope it goes this time. And then I'll speak to you all soon. Niall's wagging his tail on the floor. I'm not going to start playing with you this time of night either. Niall, I know you're wondering why I'm doing, sitting here talking to myself, aren't you? Are you wondering that? Oh, I'm off. It's like Noah's Ark round here. See you later.